God has asked each of us to participate. That's the verse 12 starts with that imperative. Put on. And that is a command to us. So God has asked each of us to participate in personal sanctification. Everyone in his family, God says, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every wife, and this morning the focus, every husband, are each to get clothed by conscious choices each day. I mean, when the alarm went off a little before 6, I went like this and looked out the window. I gathered that it was more than this much snow. I didn't want the, you know, my daughters or my wife to have any trouble backing out. So I put on my snow clothes. I mean, I have this smelly, gas-smelling snowblower outfit I wear. I just couldn't wait. It kind of gotten a little rusty in the closet. And I put that on. I consciously clothed myself in a special way to do snow blowing. Did you know God says you and I are supposed to clothe ourselves consciously by choice each day? That act of obedience will transform each of us as we take on our God-given role. If I'd have worn my suit out there, it would be wet right now. There is a certain outfit you wear for certain things. And God says for your role in life that He has given us, and each of us have a gender-specific role, not from culture, from God. And the gender-specific role for husbands is God has commanded that they lead in two realms. They lead in the marriage and they lead in the home. And to do that, they're supposed to get dressed. And that act of obedience, dressing ourselves in this list of personally chosen acts of consecration to the Lord and agreement as He sanctifies us, will help us. For believing husbands, our God-given role that He designed for us is to lead, and we will glorify God as we lead. And as believers, all husbands are to be growing representations of Christ. That means that born-again husbands will seek to love and lead just like Christ. And few words can describe the sheer delights of a marriage lived in this manner, one day at a time. One day at a time, as God designed marriage to be. Well, how do we lead our wives like Jesus led? God designed men to lead, and God designed women to respond. It's the role of men to initiate and pursue, no matter how hard it may be. Christ's example of gentle, compassionate servant leadership is a model for all of us who want to be godly husbands and dads. The characteristics of Christ's leadership are what each of us men should emulate. And if you distill down Jesus Christ's method of leading. Remember, the Gospels show His method of leading primarily with that group that He led most intimately, His disciples. If you distill that down, you'll find out that Jesus led with transparency, with sacrificial service, with kindness, with strength, with tenderness, and with praise. He commended them if they did anything right. He tenderly spoke to them when they did things wrong. In fact, He tenderly encouraged them when they were weak and fearful. Jesus Christ shows us how to lead. Well, how do we lead men, our wives, like Christ led? Let's turn to the right to almost the last book of the Bible. Look at 1 John, and I'm going to give you this list of qualities. 1 John chapter 1 has the first one in it, and the 7th verse. A godly husband leads humbly, first of all, and I would encourage you, don't try and bite off more than you can chew. Now, I love my snowblower has an intake about this high. And so every so often I love to just shove it into the big snowbank when it's there to see how much it can take, you know? And it's really fun. It kind of, and then all of a sudden it just, and it'll blow it. Remember, I blow it in my neighbor's yard. And, it, you know, I just like to just briefly do that to see how much. Well, one time when it kind of froze and snowed again, it was too much for it and it couldn't take it. And, you know, I think of a lot of believers, they hear a message and they just go right into the snowbank, you know, and they start kind of plugging up. Don't just go home and say, I'm going to do every one of these today. Everybody watch me. Just pick one or two, okay? And listen to the whole list. You know, it's a lot. First of all, a husband who is energized by grace leads humbly because transparency becomes his habit. Now, what do I mean by that? Look at 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Jesus Christ led with transparency. Jesus Christ revealed himself to his disciples. He allowed them to intimately come to know him. In fact, he says in John 17:3, this is life eternal, that you know the only true God, even Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. A husband who leads with humility will live the way God designed him to live and give his wife complete openness, communication, and vulnerability. This is the basic requirement God set down in 1 John 1:7. That is what it means to walk in the light, to have openness, communication, vulnerability. Walking in the light means not hiding in the shadows. It means allowing ourselves to be exposed, to be seen. We do not hide our lives from those we love. We share our life with them. And just as Jesus loved his own to the end, so we should love our wives. Just as Jesus will never leave us or forsake us, our wives need to know and feel and hear from us our lifelong loyalty. And one of the best ways to encourage our wives is to clearly and regularly say how much they fulfill our lives. That's part of this transparency. It's something that we struggle with. In my life, I think a lot more than I say. I think all the time. But I don't often say it. And so I kind of every so often check and ask Bonnie, did I tell you that? She goes, no. I know you think it, but you haven't told me that. And so we have to say it. In fact, I seek to tell my wonderful wife, Bonnie, in every way I can think of, how much I need her help, how much I need her counsel, how much I love her companionship, how much I long for her presence. It's vital that she feels all of her needs are being met in a loving manner. If she loves my time, I give her time. If she loves gifts, I give her something she'll cherish. If she loves words, I give her quiet times of talking about whatever she needs to hear. And our marriage over the years has grown in this because we've learned to listen to couples that are further along the way. You know, one thing you should collect is someone that is a little bit further down the path than you are. I mean, if you're a college young person just starting out and looking toward marriage, look at someone that's just ahead of you in their late 20s and 30s. And if you're in your 20s and 30s, look at someone that's out just a little bit further than you. And always collect these people that are ahead of you on the journey of life and ask them. Ask them what they have found that they wish they had never done or that they wish they would have started earlier and what they are so thankful that they've cultivated in their lives.